Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great fast-moving show for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Andy Baker, co-author of Practical Programming for Strength Training, third edition. We'll be talking about that. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to be joined by Dr. Carl Nadolski to talk about living leaner with Leaner Living. And then exercise plus liposuction may improve cognition in the obese. And Dr. Alexis Stranahan will be here to tell us more about that research. But right now, let's get started with Andy Baker. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. So before we talk about this, this is a third edition of a book that has gained a lot of acclaim over the years. Your co-author, Mark Ripito, is well known within the strength and conditioning community. Let's hear a little bit about you, Andy. How did you get involved in the iron game?
Well, you know, I can go back a long way from the first time when I was 14 years old and I first got my very first weight set for Christmas, and I've pretty much been hooked on it ever since. And you know, I've kind of gone through the kind of the normal cycle that a lot of lifters have gone through, where, you know, early on you started training with weights for sports. For me, it was football in high school, and then, you know, you go through your college years and you kind of go through the whole, you know, kind of bodybuilding type phase and all that sort of thing. And then, you know, if you're not interested in kind of the competitive physique game, you wind up where a lot of us did in kind of our, you know, around our mid-20s, where you're thinking, you know, I still love to lift, but, you know, there's got to be something more to it than just, you know, seeing how big I can get my biceps or, you know, that sort of thing. And that's where I kind of stumbled upon all of Mark's stuff. Which is just the good old-fashioned basic barbell training and just trying to get strong. And it kind of brought a process and a system of progression, you know, into my weight training that gave me the motivation to keep on doing it. And just seeing how far I could take that. And then, you know, that's just kind of, you know, I just had such a love for it, you know, myself, my own personal use, that, you know, I thought, man, why not do this for a living and show other people how to do it, and show other people how good this can be for them, and how much fun it can be, and how much improvement it can bring to their life.
And it's becoming increasingly more and more important today, because we are mismatched for the current lifestyle that we are living, and
right.
And strength is something that we have had for millions of years, and now it's going away.
Right.
And the reality is that we don't toil in the fields any longer. We don't do laborious work any longer. So now we have to make a special effort to spend time maintaining strength. And
right.
You know, while this has been something that, you know, hey, I want to, you know, a 600-pound deadlift. I want a 700-pound squat. I want a 500-pound bench press type of a thing. It's actually becoming a little bit more important to the mainstream. Who
Absolutely.
Maybe that may not be their aspirations, but the ability to remain ambulatory late in life is their aspiration.
Well, that's who my practice here locally in Kingwood, which is just north of Houston. My practice here locally is based around the kind of just the everyday man and woman, and they're not, most of them are, they're not competitive lifters. They're certainly not competitive bodybuilders or anything like that. They're not seeking to have, you know, like you said, that 500 or 600-pound deadlift necessarily, but they do want to remain functional into their older years, and that's why most of my clients that I wind up working with tend to be 50 plus. You know, anywhere from that 50 to 75 age range is most of the people who I'm finding myself coaching to do squats and deadlifts and bench presses and all these things, because they do make such a dramatic improvement in just their functional physical capacity.
Quality of life. It's all about
Absolutely.
Quality of life. So how long have you been in this now?
Well, I've been coaching others since 2001. I've owned my gym since 2007. And, you know, so I've probably worked with hundreds and, you know, several hundred, you know, clients and athletes from, you know, right now my oldest client's 82 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, I've worked with people like her all the way to, you know, high level, competitive athletes at the collegiate level. I've worked with a few, you know, mixed martial arts competitors. So a pretty broad range of clientele, but the one common denominator is I need to get stronger, either just for my sport or for, you know, to be more functional in my daily life. I just need to get stronger. And the way that the exercises that we do and the way that we program them, it really doesn't change for anybody. It's not, you know, everybody needs to squat, whether you need to be able to get down underneath your kitchen, you know, your kitchen counter and get cleaning supplies and stand back up, or you're training for a cage fight, you know, but the squat is going to work for everybody. You know,
so how do you go from being a fan of Mark Ripito to actually working with him? That explain how that happened. That had to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it really was, because, you know, I stumbled upon his stuff like everybody else did, kind of via the internet, and, you know, just started reading about it. And, you know, I immediately bought the original version of Starting Strength, you know, basic barbell training, and started reading about that. And kind of took myself through that program, and then you know, started taking others through that program, and just, you know, really the power of the internet. He used to host a Q&A on a website, and I don't even know if the site's still around, called Strength Mill. And there wasn't a lot of people around at the time on the forums. It was him and like a few of us that kind of stumbled onto this site, and we just kind of started talking via the forum about, you know, his philosophy was. And then at the same time, I was putting that into practice with my clients at my gym. And I think probably what started our relationship is maybe I was one of the first people to really start putting a lot of his programs that he was coming up with online and in his books into practice with real people, you know, at kind of a commercial level. I wasn't just, you know, training myself in my garage. I was doing this with, you know, dozens of real actual personal training clients. And so I was giving him a lot of feedback as far as, you know, what was working for me and what wasn't and that sort of thing. And so we just kind of, the relationship really got started online, and then, you know, it kind of evolved into talking over the phone about things, and went to a few of his seminars, and, you know, we just kind of hit it off, and, you know, we've worked on several projects together since then. So.
Mark's a really cool guy. He was on my show about 6 years ago. We did a show about the Starting Strength book. And what I learned about Mark during that show was he used to have a career in terrestrial radio. He actually
Yes.
did some on-air work back in the day, because during the show he commented that I worked a really good board. And I was like, how do you know that? And he goes, I used to do radio. I was like, oh. And he's got a good voice for radio, too.
He's got a great voice. And he announces a lot of powerlifting meets, too.
That's
got
to be pretty cool. Let's get ready to rumble! But anyway, so you go from being one of his disciples to actually co-authoring a book that he had originally done this book with somebody else, right?
Yeah, he did. And I, to be honest, I don't really know much about that whole, you know, relationship or anything. But when he called me, I guess it was last year, middle of 2013, it was like, we're going to do a complete overhaul of practical programming. He said, it's been long enough. We've learned enough about the, you know, some of the original stuff that we had put in. He said, it's been long enough now where it's time for a rewrite. And he said, I want you to help me co-author it. And
that's,
he said,
pretty cool.
I want you to do all the programs, to write the really detailed, because that was one of the things in the earlier books. There was kind of a lot of conceptual stuff and a lot of theory, but there wasn't a lot of, like, really detailed programs. And he said, I want you to write the programs. And he said, that's the main area where this book is going to be different. We're going to expand it. It's going to be a lot more detailed, a lot more specific. We're going to just basically provide a lot more meat and potatoes. And so, yeah, I mean, I was floored when he asked me. I was like, wow, yeah, because exactly like you said, I kind of started as one of his disciples, and then now he's asking me to co-author a book with him. And I was like, of course. I said, yeah.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know, of course, I said yes.
You know, let me get back to you on that. And Mark's the kind of guy that if you say that, he won't call you back.
Right. So, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So before we go into the break, the book is called Practical Programming for Strength Training, but it's the third edition. You have to make sure that we're talking about the third edition. It's a completely redone book. There's very, very little in this book that was in the original first and second edition. And as of just now, because I was talking to Andy before the show, this is a very new occurrence. It's available on Kindle, too, for those of you who like to download your books. Go to Amazon.com and search for Practical Programming for Strength Training while we take this break. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom-made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand-new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that the Superhuman Radio Network app is available at Google Play and Apple for your iPad and iPhone and Android. It's the best way to manage the podcast, listen to the live stream, interact with the show. There's a message of interface there that sends messages right to me. Lots of people are using it now to communicate with us, and it's working very well. Check it out. Go to your choice of Google Play or the Apple Store for your version of Superhuman Radio Network app. We're talking with Andy Baker. We're talking about Practical Programming for Strength Training, third edition. So really, what's really the core differences here with what people will find in this book that they didn't find in editions one and two, you think?
Well, it's really just the basic principles, the basic concepts are largely the same. It's really just the level of detail and analysis that is behind everything. There's a lot.
And you know what? And we shouldn't gloss over that, because this is the important thing, in my opinion. So lots of people write great books, and
right,
lots of people read those great books, but lots of people come away from reading those great books with no prescription to apply. They get great information, but then they go, okay, so, you know, how do I use this? How do I assimilate it? How do I apply it? And they're waiting for people to say, okay, do this, this, and this.
Yeah, do A, B, and C. Do it exactly this way. And there was to be honest, there was a little bit of hesitation about doing that, because there is, you know, when you're working with lifters, especially at the intermediate and advanced levels, there is some individualization that has to go into program design. Not everything can operate just off of kind of a cookie cutter template, you know, spreadsheet type of thing. But at the same time, at least people will have a better starting point. You know, we can say, okay, you know, for this program, do this. Here's your sets, your reps, your exercises, your days of the week. You know, here's how you progress. You know, they have a very, very clear, detailed understanding of where they start at and how they progress. And then they can kind of individualize it and tweak it a little bit as they go along. But that was probably really what was lacking in the first editions, was just there wasn't a lot of detail behind a lot of the programs that were being explained. So there was a lot of work that the reader would have to do to go kind of put something together for themselves. And then what happened was, because of the popularity of the book, there was a lot of just basically crap that came out on the internet that was not an accurate reflection of what Mark and the kind of the community as a whole was advocating, because all these people that, you know, everybody's an expert on the internet, right? So there was a lot of stuff that was coming out that was maybe not in line with what we were actually teaching. And so it was really time to come out with something and say, this is our stance on training for powerlifting. This is, you know, training for sports, training for competitive Olympic weightlifting, you know, strength training for just general health and well-being. You know, this is how we advocate, you know, putting together a program in a much more detailed format.
So what people always want to know before they plunk down their hard-earned money for any type of training manual or whatever is what can they expect if they follow the programs, right? In what period of time, what can they expect? So is there a way to say, look, here's what you can expect if you start to apply what we talk about in Practical Programming, third edition?
Well, I would start off by saying this. If you value education, if you value knowledge, if you buy Practical Programming for Strength Training, third edition, and you read and understand the information that is in that book, you will know more than 99% of personal trainers, and I would even venture to say, you know, collegiate and professional strength and conditioning coaches in the industry. It is. There's that much depth. There's that much detail. There's that much analysis. So you're gonna know the information now. Whether or not you can turn around and apply that into, you know, can I move my deadlift from 200 pounds to 600 pounds? That takes a lot more than knowledge. You know, that do you have the work ethic? Do you have the discipline? Do you have that sort of thing? But yeah, if you read and follow the programs that are listed in there, the book takes you from, you know, day one of I've never picked up a weight before in my life to now I'm, you know, an advanced competitive weightlifter, you know, and what is the process that will take me there. So it's a complete roadmap. It's a complete blueprint for, you know, going from, you know, all the way from, like I said, I've never touched a weight before to, you know, advanced competitive weightlifting, if that's your goal. And so there's not a lack of information in the book at all.
Do you use the same electro EMG research that was in some of the earlier books to indicate muscle activity and so on?
You know, I don't even know. I didn't have any involvement with any of that. So, you know, and that's not, you know, we know the lifts. To be honest, that kind of stuff I'm not overly interested in. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, you know, we squat for lower body strength. We deadlift for lower body strength. You know, we bench press, we press, you know, we power clean, we power snatch, and basically all of the work in the book revolves around just a handful of exercises. So that's one of the things where the book is valuable, is it's not about, you know, what's the latest and greatest new exercise that stimulates, you know, the most muscle activity, or, you know, it's about taking the tried and true basics that have been working for, you know, for decades, and how do we manipulate those from the novice, intermediate, and advanced level. So the exercises themselves don't ever really change. It's how do we program those individual movements.
I find that, you know, the squat, the deadlift, and the bench press are movements that that some technique is critical, but it's not like if your technique is a little off, you can't perform the movement. But when you start talking about the power clean and the snatch, the clean and jerk, the clean and press, and these other types of movements, there's a lot more technique involved than just raw brute strength. How do you convey technique in a book?
Well, the best book on that subject is Starting Strength, which was kind of the flagship title that kind of put Mark on the map.
Right.
Is Starting Strength Basic Barbell Training, and that is more of the kind of the detailed manual of how do you do these lifts. Practical programming doesn't get into how to do a squat, how to do a deadlift. Starting Strength is the one that covers that, and it covers as thoroughly as any work that's ever been done: the squat, the bench, the overhead press, the deadlift, the power clean, and the power snatch. And you know, I think a lot of people overestimate the amount of technique that goes into a power clean. I can teach a kid to power clean, you know, that's got any degree of athleticism whatsoever in about 10 or 15 minutes. And I think people underestimate how much technical mastery is involved in a squat. You know, there's a lot of technique involved, especially the way that we teach it. There's a lot of technique in kind of physical skill involved, you know, in a squat or a deadlift, or what have generally been perceived as less technical movements. And I think, you know, if you can master those, you can definitely master a power clean. The difference with the kind of the Olympic lifts, the power clean, the power snatch, is the speed and the timing element that's involved in there. And I think maybe some people struggle with that because they're not used to doing things in the weight room that
ballistically,
are done fast.
Ballistically, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, the first interview I ever did in late 2005 was Louis Simmons.
Uh-huh.
Had him on the show, and we did a show about mastering the squat. Because there are more guys that can squat over 1,000 pounds up in Columbus, Ohio, training at, you know, Westside than probably any place else on earth. And so this was before I had any good equipment, and I actually taped the interview at home using some really cheap digital recorder. And there was this buzz on the line that made it sound like Louis was calling me from Mars. It was like, Well, you know, it sounded like he had one of those voice things that, you know, when you have,
and he's hard enough to understand anyway.
Yeah. And so it was, and I, so I've never been able to use the interview. I've never done anything with it. I did air it live on Clear Channel, but it was a disaster. Thank God I had no audience at the time. But, you know, the way Louis tells you to squat is your ass has to move first, like you're looking for a chair. That's the squat. In the simplest terms, that's what I got from the interview. You know, when you break at the hips and the glutes, you should have the same type of motion that you would if you were searching for a chair behind you. You know it's there. You know it's in the right distance, and you're just going to sit on it. Is that it for the squat, or do you think that there's a lot more technicality that goes to it?
There's a whole lot more technicality to that, especially when you're not working with high-level athletes. And I've always said it's a lot easier to teach a high-level athlete to squat than it is to teach your grandma how to squat. And if you can teach, you know, a stove-up 55- or 60-year-old how to squat, you can teach anybody how to squat. It's nothing for me to take, you know, an 18-, 20-, 25-year-old, you know, high school, college kid, and I have him doing a good squat in 5 minutes. It's a lot more technical than that. And also, just to differentiate, you know, the thing with Louis Simmons, and I'm a huge fan of Louis, I'm a huge fan of Westside Barbell, but what they do is different than what we do. Louis specializes in not just strength training, he specializes in strength training for very high level, competitive, and even more importantly, competitive and equipped powerlifting. For the average, you know, gym goer, or even for the competitive powerlifter, but that's competing raw, which basically means, you know, without these compressive suits and briefs and, you know, super thick knee wraps and all that, things change when you don't have all that supportive equipment. Our brand of strength training is for the general athlete, for the general strength trainee, or for the competitive lifter that's not looking to, you know, compete in divisions that allow all of these you know, compressive suits and shorts and all that allow some of the inflated numbers that we see in powerlifting. A lot of people don't necessarily understand that. There's a different way to squat with gear than there is to squat raw.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And that's why you have to train with gear. You can't just even benching. I mean, you can't just bench press and train without a shirt your entire life, and then one day say, I'm going to put a shirt on now. You may not be able to hit the numbers that you're hitting without a shirt because it's a totally different feel.
Yeah, it's almost a different sport. I mean, it's a totally different thing. And if somebody wants to be a high level equipped geared powerlifter, I'd say, you know, look at what Louis's doing. Nobody's had more success. You know, but I think for a lot of people that, you know, they're not looking to go that direction, then they're still trying to apply everything and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of stuff that's come out of from Louis's work and that's come out of Westside that can be applied to anybody. I mean, we have a large, you know, pretty large section of our book devoted to dynamic effort training, you know, and that's a really, really valuable tool that Louis was responsible for kind of bringing to the forefront. But not everything is, we don't agree with necessarily everything that comes out of Westside.
Yeah, and again, because it's a different discipline entirely, obviously.
It's just knowing how to apply it. It's not necessarily that we don't agree with it. It's just knowing how to apply it under the right circumstances.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have lots more to talk about. We're talking right now with Andy Baker. He is the co-author of the new Practical Programming for Strength Training, 3rd edition. You can get it at Amazon.com. Great book. You know, if you're not learning, you're sitting still and becoming stagnant. And if you're not investing in your sport, your hobby, whatever you want to call it, you're not making any progress. So buy a book, Practical Programming for Strength Training at Amazon.com, 3rd edition. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really
that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you, then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime.
Push me, and then just touch me.
Welcome back.
I can get my
couple things. Two really easy coupon codes to remember. Superior Hardcore Peptides, SHR30. Get 30% off anything at Superior Hardcore Peptides. And Age Force, this is for our audience only, SHR40, 40% off anything at Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.com and click either the Superior Hardcore Peptides or Age Force banner ads today. We're talking right now with Andy Baker. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Dr. Carl Nadolski to talk about living leaner with Leaner Living. And then after that, we're going to talk about neuroplasticity and obesity when Dr. Alexis Stranahan joins us to talk about how exercise plus liposuction may improve cognition in the obese. Right now, Andy Baker and I are talking about the new book that he co-authored with Mark Ripito, and that is Practical Programming for Strength Training. So let's talk a little bit about you for just a second. You also have a blog, right?
I do, yep. It has BakerStrengthCoaching.com.
What can people find there?
Well, I publish a lot of free articles on there. I try to get one up a week as best as I can. There's a lot of good content-rich articles. I try to make them as detailed and full of analysis as I can. So it's just a good free resource to get more information on kind of a lot of the stuff that we wrote about in the book, just kind of how practical ways to apply, you know, kind of our theory on some of these exercises and some of these programs and how to kind of bring it to life for kind of the everyday lifter trying to figure all this stuff out in his garage or, you know, in his gym or whatever. So I try to make it very, 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 very practical and very usable. My goal with every article is that somebody can walk away after reading the article and say, I can utilize what I just learned in this article, this week in my workouts. So, you know, a lot of guys use their blogs to try to stir up controversy and, you know, that sort of thing. And that is good for traffic and all that kind of stuff. But it's really just for me, it's about just providing really, really good usable content for the readers. And then I've got some products and services and stuff on there that people can look at if they're interested in getting some help.
Here's something you get help with right away for free. If you go to BakerStrengthCoaching.com. And your deadlift is stuck or it just plain sucks, you get a free report. You download it right there. Efficient 4 exercise routine, never leave the platform. Build strength, mass, and power. The top 3 deadlift assistance exercises you need to be doing right now. And you get that just for free for visiting the website. So that's pretty cool right there.
Yeah, and that's a routine I've used. I've used a bunch with a lot of people that have come in, both my own clients in my gym, as well as people that I've worked with, you know, online, to just kind of some things that they may not have thought about. The reason I use that as kind of my giveaway on there was just it's so demoralizing and defeating when you go to try to, you know, do a deadlift and you're thinking, man, I'm gonna hit this PR today. I'm gonna lock out a weight I've never done before, and then you just, you know, it just doesn't budge off the ground, or you know, you get it a couple inches off the ground and it just goes right back down, and that can be very demoralizing and defeating to do that. So that program's been helpful for me over the years to get a lot of people unstuck, and for most of my readership, it's gonna work really, really well.
And it looks like you write for RX Muscle, is that right?
I just started. I did that. I think I've got 2 or 3 articles up over there. I submitted 2 or 3 articles, but yeah, that's kind of a new gig for me. So we're seeing how that goes.
Very cool. Very cool. So I'm looking at this. It says here Andy's top assistance exercises, top 4 assistance exercises. They can get that for free by going to BakerStrengthCoaching.com. Assistance for what? There's assistance for bench, deadlift. What would this be?
Yeah, and basically all the, and we go over a lot of this actually in practical programming too. Like most of the assistance exercises we use are variations of the main lifts. And so like, you know, like for instance, for the bench press, you know, my favorite assistance lift for the bench press is the dead stop rack bench press. You know, where you basically, with a power cage, you know, you set the barbell up on the pins and kind of crawl underneath it and start the movement from the very bottom, which is a much, much harder way to do a bench press than lowering it down to the chest and then, you know, kind of exploding it back up. And a lot of, you know, some of these exercises are not necessarily in the mainstream. It's not, you know, a cable crossover, you know, pec deck fly. It's assistance movements, and how do we help the parent exercise, the main lift, you know, what can I do to get my bench press moving again? And so I try to list some stuff in there that maybe people haven't done or seen before. You know, everybody knows you do, you know, cable press downs to strengthen your triceps and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that stuff's been written about ad nauseum, but just some variations of the parent exercises that work real well. And then how do I insert them into my program? It's great if you know what the exercise is, but how do you use it? You know, what's the best rep range? What day of the week? How do I, you know, do I do it in addition to bench pressing, or do I do it instead of, you know, that kind of thing is what we go over.
What about, I'm looking at a blog post here that I would like to discuss with you, because this is something interesting, right? So I used to do a lot of good mornings.
Right.
I tore the bicep, femoris, and semitendinous off my left leg mid last year deadlifting.
Right.
So a traditional deadlift is not in the cards for me, although I did do stiff leg deadlifts, believe it or not, with 315 using 25 pound plate. I'm sorry, it was 325 with 25 pound plates, so I can get down low.
Right.
And my hamstring felt pretty good, ironically. I talked to my orthopod about this, and he was explaining to me that the hamstring is probably compensating with the muscles that are still attached. But nonetheless, good mornings versus Romanian deadlifts versus stiff leg deadlifts. So doesn't it matter what you're trying to, are you saying, well, look, if you're trying to hit your hamstrings, this is a, these are choices that you have to make?
Well, it's is there a huge difference in whether a guy says I'm going to do a stiff leg deadlift versus a Romanian deadlift? Not really, but what I try to do is just kind of dig into the details of some of, you know, some of the reasons why you might choose one over the other, because there's a lot of, I mean, a whole lot of overlap.
Well, give me the Reader's Digest version. Why would you want to do a good morning versus an RDL versus an SLDL?
Well, I can tell you the reason that I do it in my own gym is what is a concept that I call logistical efficiency. Now, I have to do it for business reasons because my clients need to come in and get out in, you know, an hour to an hour and 15 minutes in their workouts. And a lot of the real people that I work with, you know, online, you know, lifters that are training in their garage or training, in a gym after work, they're saying, look, I love all this stuff, but one of the drawbacks to this type of training is sometimes the workouts can go really, really long, and I don't have 2 or 3 hours to do this long, drawn-out strength workout. So one of the things I'm a big fan of is what I call logistical efficiency, which is, okay, I want to do, you know, something for my hamstrings. Well, if I just got done squatting and I'm in the squat rack, it's a lot easier for me to strip off some plates and have a guy knock out a couple of sets of good mornings right there. The barbell's already set up. He doesn't have to warm up. He doesn't have to move places. He doesn't have to get out a new bar and new plates, all that sort of thing. So a lot of times I'll just, for that, just for logistical reasons, I'll have him move from a squat right into a good morning. Okay, bam, that's done. Well, if we started out with a deadlift that day, you know, we do your deadlift sets, and then it's just easier if you want to do some extra work for the hamstrings to pull off some plates and, you know, knock out a couple sets of stiff leg deadlifts as back off work. So a lot of times it's just that. Now, I prefer, I think, you know, for just direct ham, if I just want to murder my hamstrings, I personally favor the good morning. I think that's
Is it because it is not a dead stop movement, so the muscle is dynamically loaded and stretching on the way down and then back up again?
Well, see, now the way that I do a good morning, I do dead stop and I pause them on the pins.
So you start in the bent over.
No, I start at the top and then I lower it down and I hit the pins and then I pause it for about a 3 or 4 count.
Yeah, but see, it's still, that's still not a dead stop.
You're still loading it. Yeah.
Yeah, because the muscle is loaded and it's stretching under the load. And so you have some of that recoil preload still in there. Now, it'd be different. I've seen some power lifters who have used cambered bars for good mornings. And I'm talking about, you know, lots and lots of 45 pound plates on each side, and they get under it in that bent over position,
right,
and then they straighten out. And I'll tell you something, unless you've really worked up to this, this is not something you should do unless you want to blow a lower disc out. But
yeah, no, and
that's you know, treacherous.
Yeah, and that's generally not something that, you know, and I'm not opposed to that at all, but it's generally not something that, you know, I would have a lot of my clients do. I don't work with a lot of the specialty barbells. But the difference in the, you know, kind of the RDL and the stiff leg deadlift, a lot of people don't even know that there is a difference. And the difference is,
yeah,
because
they're doing their deadlift wrong all along.
Right.
You know, I see a lot of guys doing deadlifts and it's like they get down there, they grab the bar, they're in the right position, but then they straighten their legs out and then they start pulling the bar. And it's like,
yeah, well, so they basically are doing a stiff leg deadlift and they don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the main difference, like with a stiff leg deadlift is, you know, we define that as starting with the barbell on the ground like you would on a deadlift. So you're breaking the bar from a dead stop off of the ground, whereas an RDL, you're going to start at the top of the movement. At a Romanian deadlift, you're going to start at the top in the hang position and lower it down and you intentionally utilize that stretch reflex to come back up. So it does make a little bit of a difference in how the movements are trained.
And the other thing, anytime I talk about the good morning on this show, which isn't often, but I always feel the necessity to make this statement. If you haven't done good mornings in a long time, or you've never done them and you're going to look them up after this show and go, you know, maybe I'll start doing this, make sure that A, you don't use one of those manta ray shoulder or trap pieces that a lot of people like to squat
no,
with.
I wouldn't even have one of those in my gym.
Right. And well, but more importantly, make sure that the bar is across the shoulders and traps and not high up above the traps against the neck. Take this from somebody who learned the hard way. I was doing heavy good mornings probably back in 2005, and the bar rolled up on my neck, and I thought, well, I only have two more reps, and I repped it out, and by the time I drove home, my left hand was completely numb, and I couldn't move my fingers. Do not allow the bar to find the crook of your neck if you're doing good mornings. Never, ever, ever. I don't even care if you have one of those pads on it. And you think, well, the pad, it's got to stay down lower on the traps and the upper portion of the shoulder complex. What would you say to that? You sound like you're a physical therapist. What would you say to that statement?
No, definitely not a physical therapist. But, yeah, I mean, and that's the position that we teach our clients to hold the squat bar.
Okay.
So we teach a low bar squat. So it's a natural position to hold the bar in. And, you know, with the good morning, you got to be a little bit tough, because I've actually bled from those things before when I've used a bar that had a really rough center knurling.
Knurling, yeah, right.
You know, and if it starts burying itself down in there, and, you know, I felt a little warm trickle go down my back one time, and I, you know, kind of took my shirt off and looked in the mirror, and I had actually opened the skin on there just from a really heavy set of five,
right?
You know, on the good morning. But, you know, the good morning, I've got a video online somewhere, I don't know, it's floating around somewhere, but, you know, when I first started, you know, with the good morning, that movement itself, I mean, it jumped my deadlift up like 40 pounds, you know, my first exposure to it. And I never experienced that level of soreness in my hamstrings before. There was nothing I had been doing that was, you know, that was hitting my hamstrings that hard. But it's an intermediate and advanced exercise. It's definitely not, it's not in any of our novice routines. I would not recommend that a novice lifter, you know, be doing good mornings. It's something that you need to work up to. Right, you know, a novice needs to learn how to just squat and deadlift.
Right.
And that's fine. And the good morning, or, you know, any of the other deadlift variants or things that we introduce, you know, kind of later on down the line.
Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We're talking with Andy Baker. He is the co-author of the third edition of Practical Programming for Strength Training. You can get it at Amazon.com. It also is available in digital version for Kindle. Go to Amazon.com today. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio. Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today. Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
PowerBlock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Attitude during pregnancy affects weight gain. Inadequate sleep predicts risk of heart disease, diabetes, and obese adolescents. High levels of omega-3 in the diet are associated with better sleep. Low saturated fat diets don't curb heart disease risk or help you live longer. What are these things I'm reading? These are all topics in the newsletter that went out on Tuesday. If you are not part of the Superhuman Radio newsletter, you're missing out on an opportunity to receive all this information before the mainstream media gobbles it up, spits it out the wrong way. Go to superhumanradio.com and sign up for our newsletter today. We're talking with Andy Baker. We're talking about the book that he co-authored with Mark Ripito, Practical Programming for Strength Training, third edition. Okay, so here's a question. I've become a big fan of a movement typically thought of to be performed by women who want better butts, but it's actually helped me at the bottom of my squat, and that is the hip thrust. Any opinions on the hip thrust?
I've seen it being done more and more, especially in some of the athletic circles. I think part of its popularity is that it's a fairly low skill movement that can be loaded pretty heavy.
What are you saying? I'm low skilled? No, I'm looking.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, but it's one of those things. That movement that, just that kind of isolated hip extension is involved in a squat, it's involved in a deadlift, it's involved in a clean, but those movements are a little bit harder to master, than just having, somebody lay there on the floor and kind of push. I'm familiar with the movement. It's been around for a long time. I'm just recently started seeing it, being loaded, with really heavy barbells. Placed across the laps. Now, in my own personal training or training with my clients, I don't use it.
I started doing it a while back, and I got to tell you something. It has improved my squat. Getting down into the hole is a lot easier for me, but more importantly, pushing out is really a lot easier too. It really does activate the glutes and the hips. It isolates them and focuses on them, but it also it does activate the quads and the hamstrings and the lower back to a certain degree, but more in a static nature. And like you said, when you look, I've done them as much as 500 pounds, for reps. And right now I just go up to 405 because really that's all I need. And I try to focus on increasing my rep range and the full range of motion. So I come down and let the bar rest on the ground for a second before I push back up. That is really makes it a lot harder. Then once you get it moving, you can almost bounce it up and down if you're not careful. But if you let the plates rest on the ground and then push out again, it's a totally different movement. But I got to tell you, I really like it a lot.
Well, I might have to look into it. But it's I typically don't do a lot of isolation work when I'm working with somebody. That's part of what we do is I'll. We use kind of the basic compound movements that train a lot of joints and are very efficient. And my typical workout with somebody is going to be a squat, a press, and a pull. And by a pull, I mean from the floor. So we'll squat, we'll bench, or we'll press, something like that, and then we'll do some variation of a pull from the floor, a deadlift, a power clean, or a snatch, something like that. But yeah, I can see it being a valuable assistance.
From a bench, I'm not talking. There's a lot of people. there's a lot of people out there that are doing glute bridges, right? And they're putting a bar. So your body actually moves like 4 or 5 inches before your hips engage the bar. And then you're
right.
pushing the balance of 4 or 5 inches up and moving the bar. And there's a lot of people I've heard go, you know, oh, I can do hip thrusts with 700 pounds. And then you see they're really doing a glute bridge and the bar isn't even engaged until the last 3 or 4 minutes where they are their strongest.
Right.
But a hip thrust is done with your back up against the bench. So you're actually hinging with the hips.
Right.
If you will, where the upper legs and the upper body are pretty much static, and the hips and the glutes are really the only thing that are moving. Totally different movement, and it's hard. It really is hard.
Yeah, I can. It looks pretty tough.
I enjoy it, and you know what? It always gets me weird looks and odd comments at the gym when I do them because nobody at the gym does them. It's like they people guys look at me and they go, you know, you look like you're humping a whale. It's like, yeah, thanks, man. Thanks a lot for that.
I guess if you've got a heavy enough barbell, it does.
Yeah, thanks for that, man. Thanks a lot. But anyway, look, we're coming to the end of the interview. Mark Ripito will always be a friend of this show. He's a great guy. And all of his work is stellar. There are very few people out there who have not been touched either directly or indirectly by Mark's work, it should be said. And this is a great addition to his work and because it's a complete overhaul. If you have Practical Programming Second Edition, buy the Third Edition. It's like buying, they could change the name of the book. It's a different book.
It's a complete rewrite. You're missing a ton of information by not having the Third Edition.
Yeah. Listen, just out of curiosity, had you ever heard of my show before?
Yeah, I had heard of it. I'd be honest, I'd never listened to it.
Okay.
So I'm a committed fan though now.
I was going to say, I know you're going to listen to this episode.
I'll definitely listen to this edition. Yeah. So you have at least one new listener for today.
All right. Listen, I want to thank you, Andy, for coming on the show today.
Sure. I appreciate it, man.
Take care. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will be joined by Dr. Carl Nadolsky to talk about living leaner, its importance, and some ways that the Nadolsky brothers can help you stay leaner. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Today's obesogenic world, the goal has to be leaner living. And I'm joined by Dr. Carl Nadolski. How you doing, Dr. Nadolski?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. So that's a really true statement. It's probably oversimplified, but the reality is that people need to find ways to achieve not only additional musculature, but also to maintain a sense of a certain amount of leanness in order to avoid disease today. Wouldn't you agree with that?
That is absolutely correct, and pretty much dedicated my life to helping people do that.
How did that come about? What made you say, you know, I can see the common denominator here in disease, and I have to have I have to do something to help people?
Well, it started, I would say, growing up. Both of my parents are teachers, grew up with sports. My younger brother, Spencer, kind of followed in my footsteps. My dad was a biology teacher, and he was our coach for football, wrestling. We also sailed in the summer. And we were always interested in science and kind of exercise science and nutrition growing up a little bit, and of course, performance. And then I went on and wrestled at Michigan State, and my brother followed, and he played football there before transferring actually to UNC and wrestling heavyweight there. And instead of being kind of into sports medicine, orthopedics and stuff, you know, we wanted to go to medical school, and we were really more into kind of physiology, a little bit nerdier. And so we were real into, you know, insulin and optimizing muscle, mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, internal health. And our aunt is a cardiologist, and when we were talking to her about this stuff preparing to apply to medical school, she said, hey, you know, you guys should think about endocrinology. And so we looked into it, and that was exactly the kind of thing that I'm interested in, which encompasses, you know, obesity and diabetes and lipids, which, of course, is part of cardiovascular disease, and a whole slew of other, obviously, hormonal issues. And it just happened to correlate kind of with the obesity epidemic. So then I just really focused on that being what I could contribute to the world kind of from a, you know, a former athlete standpoint,
right.
Someone who's really interested in it and, you know, trying to be very evidence-based and help people, you know, find their way.
You know, isn't it interesting that the things that benefit athletes benefit average people who want to stave off age-related disease? So, you know,
yes.
And the reality is that in this day and age, endocrinology has some specialized segments like andrology and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, most endocrinologists today, I have to, and you please correct me if I'm wrong, this is just a guess, I have to believe that 60 to 70% of their patients that they see, they're seeing because of insulin resistance, diabetes and so on. So they really should be considered diabetes doctors.
Yeah, and that's actually true. In fact, if you look at the kind of the specialty header, it's endocrinology, diabetes, and metabolism.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly, one of my mentors, who's kind of an older guru, who's been doing this forever, he's always been interested in the similar stuff, obesity and lipids. And he says that somewhere along the line, we've, you know, a lot of different doctors and a lot of specialties, they've kind of lost their way, and endocrinologists need to really hold on to the specialty of obesity. And in fact, there has been developed an American Board of Obesity Medicine, which is open to people who are board certified in internal medicine, family practice, cardiology, endocrine, OBGYN, pediatrics. And I actually got certified in that after I was done with internal medicine. But then on the other side, one of the primary endocrine organizations is really focused on kind of doing our own subspecialization within obesity, because it's finally being recognized as a major, major importance, obviously. I mean, it's not a secret.
Well, okay, so, but now here's where, like, there becomes a little split within the groups there. So we you know, I think that endocrinologists by and large understand the relationship between insulin resistance, obesity, and diet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a divide amongst them with where it comes to diet. So, you know, you have some that are saying, look, you know, it's all about calories in, calories out. It doesn't matter if you eat 2,000 calories of sugar or 2,000 calories of this. You need to stay within. Then you have the others, which I kind of feel like you are, you know, a little bit more enlightened and going, wait a minute, maybe more to the story than that. Let's look at some alternatives to dietary intake. And more importantly, let's also look at some natural things that can influence the outcomes before we go to the metformin and glucophage and all this other stuff.
Right. And, you know, and that's, yeah, that's, trust me, we talk about this almost every day and debate it on Facebook. So there, for whatever reason, people get into different extremes and biases for some reason. So yeah, the pure, all it is calories in, calories out. You know, that's one extreme. And then there's the other extreme that uses a little bit of the science to say it's only one issue. You know, kind of, nope, it's all because of insulin. Which I just had we just had an academic discussion, and I was talking about this. And the obesity epidemic is very, very complex. I'm very interested in the neuroendocrine control of homeostasis, and then you know, you mentioned obesity and insulin resistance, which is key on the visceral obesity.
Right.
So that's different than, you know, other subcutaneous white fat. You know, we're talking genetic issues, environmental issues, you know, epigenetics, cultural issues.
Now
the new
wrench in the cog, so to speak, is now microbiome. I mean, now
right,
that they,
and, yep, yep.
I mean, now we're looking at
something to that. We don't know exactly
what I keep saying about the microbiome that's unclear is. And here's what I believe it is. And of course, I have no letters after my name, so nobody can threaten to take anything away from me. But
right.
I really believe the microbiome follows the diet as opposed to vice versa, because I think that whatever you regularly eat, the preferential microbes get robust for that diet, and the ones that could be helping you kind of die off, because they're getting starved. They're not getting what they need. And so I kind of feel like there's a symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a chicken and egg relationship between
right.
the microbiome and the diet, but clearly by eating certain foods, you can influence the microbes, and by not eating certain foods, you can influence the microbes.
Right.
We even see this in the way they treat small intestinal bacterial overgrowth by using really metabolically highly processed, you know, free-form foods
yep.
that get digested in the gut, and they starve everything downstream.
Yeah, there's definitely, in fact, I was just looking at the program for the, I think it's the American Diabetes Association conference this summer. I'm not going to that, but there's like a whole day, dedicated to a symposium on the relationship of not only obesity, but diabetes to the microbiome. And, you know, I'll say that not only has research shown differences based on diet, but they've also shown, just based on weight loss, whether, you know, like you said, the chicken or the egg, we don't really know yet, but even after people had gastric bypass and lost a ton of weight, they had dramatically different microbiomes. And, of course, you know, some of those patients were changing their whole gut physiology, but some people, they're not. You know, they're just doing sleeves and bands and You know, I'm sure we'll find out more from the pharmaceutical weight loss trials, and then hopefully we'll get some more from, you know, the dietary, just pure lifestyle type intervention trial. So there, yeah, it's there's a lot to it, and it's a very complex problem.
But it's interesting, and it's, you know, and it just goes to show you that there is very little that doesn't have something to do with this whole equation.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
It really, we can't, and that's the danger. Quite often the danger of the pharmaceutical agenda is they try to isolate something and say, well, this is it. They're always looking for that lowest common denominator, and they forget that there is a lot more going on. We're so complex. I mean, you know, 6 million years of evolution and evolutionary selection pressure has produced a really, really perfect animal. Or species in us, which quite frankly, we are devolving now for the first time in the evolutionary process. But that's another discussion entirely. But I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to talk about some of the products that you've introduced to help people live leaner. We're talking with Dr. Carl Nadolsky. He is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. If you have not seen the banner ad on superhumanradio.com, please go there now and look for the Leaner Living banner ad. You can save 10% off any of the products that we're talking about during this show by using the coupon code SHR. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Just like Carl Lenoir, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Carl Nadolski. Later in the show, we're going to talk about how exercise and possibly, and I'm not a fan of it, obviously, liposuction could influence neuroplasticity. I'm going to have some real strong questions as it relates to the liposuction portion for Dr. Alexis Stranahan, but I understand where she's going with this. Most Americans don't want to do the hard work that it takes. They're always looking for an easy fix. But with that being said, as you pointed out, Dr. Nadolski, you've dedicated your life to helping people reach those healthy goals of leanness. The reason that we invited you to come on the show originally as a sponsor was because of your intelligently produced K2 plus D3 supplement. Let's talk a little bit about that first before we talk about some of the leaner products.
Okay.
Explain what the impetus was for designing this product, because there wasn't anything like it out there before.
Well, so, part of it comes from, the endocrinology standpoint. One of the other things we're very interested in is bone health. You know, we're the ones that are kind of the specialists in osteoporosis and, bone metabolism and things like that. Also, vitamin D kind of falls into our category. Now, if anybody's been paying attention over the past 10, 20 years, vitamin D has become a little bit of a, high-profile miracle drug supplement, however you want to categorize it. We discovered lots and lots of different mechanisms within the body for all different health purposes other than just, calcium and bone metabolism, where vitamin D looked like it was really important. And it's been just very well established that you have to have appropriate amounts of vitamin D to prevent osteomalacia, which is just a, poor mineralization of your bones. And then, of course, for osteoporosis, postmenopausal women, we always try to optimize vitamin D to ensure that their calcium homeostasis is improving their bone health. And that gets, again, very, just like obesity, it's a very complex kind of
most mainstream physicians think that just taking 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day is all you need to do. They don't realize that bringing mortar to the job site, but not assembling the workers and having trowels and bricks and everything else doesn't get the job done.
Yeah, although, I will say that I think it's been made such a big deal of lately that, if anything, I think a lot of physicians are actually maybe almost too interested in checking everyone's vitamin D. But it's certainly something that we feel like should be optimized. Now, if anybody's been paying attention over the past 3 to 4 months, there have been some big meta-analyses of studies kind of questioning maybe the aggressive nature of everyone looking at vitamin D and everyone taking, certain doses of vitamin D. But there are certain cautions that we throw out there for for just completely dismissing it.
The MK7 form of K2, which I know it ends in like quinone, right? It's
Metaquinone.
This is the one that actually is required for the vitamin D to influence calcium absorption into the right tissue, right?
Well, You know, I don't know how very specifically known that works in that relationship, but what we know is that vitamin K also, you know, we know just in general for coagulation type stuff. But then what they found was the different types of vitamin K. You know, the K2s kind of is what we're talking about, the MK, you know, 4 and 7, and we have the MK7. The epidemiologic data in some different countries over in Europe and then in Japan, where they were really looking into this, turned out that the different dietary studies and we always have to take everything with a grain of salt, but
right.
It looked like those who were not getting enough of this subtype of vitamin K were having increased cardiovascular issues, calcifications. So that's when they started looking into some of those specifics you're talking about that may have something to do with artery calcifications. Now, of course, we need more intervention trials before everyone's makes this a slam dunk. But it's a nutrient. We should be getting it from our food. It doesn't seem like we are, unless everyone's eating a bunch of fermented cheese and fermented soybeans.
Huh.
And that's basically what they were studying over in Europe and Japan. And then that's kind of what led to, there's also, it plays a role with bone homeostasis and like you said, with the vitamin D. And that's where they started looking at that. And they actually did do some intervention trials, on the different forms, different dosages, different lengths of time. And, there were some positive, some negative, but overall it looks like it's, pretty important, at least, potentially very beneficial for bone health. And there's not a lot of drawback, it looks like.
Right.
So that's why we thought, based on all the evidence, for not only bone health, which is what we were kind of primarily, that's where there was some pretty good evidence. In fact, different formulations are actually approved for osteoporosis or prevention of it over in Japan and in the Netherlands.
It's got a weird name. I can't think of the name of it, but I know I've read the research on it years ago. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's all this, kind of bench research looking at the potential cardiovascular risk, which is, of course, right up our alley. That's what we're always trying to prevent.
So I asked this question, this is a perfect combination. I asked this question when we were talking about MK7 by itself not too long ago on a show. If somebody has been taking high doses of vitamin D recklessly for years and they are starting to experience some of this calcification, could the taking some sort of therapeutic dose for some period of time of MK7 help to get that calcification out of that tissue?
That would be a good hope. There's potential mechanisms there. I certainly can't say that for sure.
Yeah, the research hasn't been done.
Yeah, and I mean, if you would have asked me a year ago about calcium and vitamin D, I would have said taking calcium supplements without vitamin D is a big issue. Now we're talking about, it looks like, for bone health, maybe they still need the calcium, but I really, really prefer people to get their calcium from food.
Food, right.
I'd really like them to get it from the dairy. It has to do with, the rapidity of absorption, maybe taking the high dose supplements, maybe that causes some increase in the vascularization because there's some concern of that, it looks like.
Yeah. Let's talk about another product that I actually learned about from a good friend of mine. And my personal physician, Dr. Matt Andree, because he uses this. He has a medical weight loss clinic as well as a concierge service practice in Bloomington, Indiana. And one of the products that he uses for people who are starting to see blood sugar levels, fasted blood sugar levels rising, is Glycosolve. And so talk about Glycosolve for a second.
Well, yeah, that's based on the berberine.
Right.
You've mentioned that. We actually, we were always interested in, other types of, not only pharmaceuticals in medical school, but nutraceuticals. And so we're always paying attention to studies because, evidence-based medicine is important. We don't want to do anything that's goofy or not real.
Right.
There was a study that came out in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism back in 2008 that showed, in a somewhat short study, but it was in humans, And they had discovered this mostly over in China, where they were using it for other purposes, that it had anti-diabetic effects.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed really significant improvements in all the things that we talk about for metabolic syndrome, diabetes. You know, it improved glucose metabolism, lipid metabolism, and maybe even some fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, well, this is interesting. This isn't big here yet. You know, we're not huge into, you know, making all sorts of supplements that maybe don't have much evidence, but this suddenly does. And so then suddenly, you know, we looked more into it, and there was more and more like PCOS, you know,
right.
Which is kind
of polycystic, you know, right.
And that's, yeah, you know, that's, I think that might end up being part of like metabolic syndrome someday. There's some interesting connections there. And then, of course, and then more on lipids. And then there have been some meta-analyses and some journals that are interested in, like, complementary medicine that show it looks like it's pretty good. So that's why we thought, you know what, this is something that we could contribute. It's evidence-based medicine.
What you really did was you went and got the highest quality berberine mm-hmm. hydrochloride you could find,
oh,
and then put the largest dose in a capsule.
Yes.
So
well, and based on the studies, and not a lot of people do that.
Right. And so how is it used to make money? How
do,
is it? You take it. You take glycosol like a couple minutes before a meal, 15 minutes before. How do you do it?
Yeah, that would be what would be recommended. You know, and everyone should definitely talk to their physicians before trying it. Seriously, and the thing is, we think, you know, physicians should be knowledgeable about supplements, whether they work, whether they don't, what is the evidence, what is the safety and the efficacy. So we think all physicians should at least look into all this instead of just blowing supplements off.
Right.
Like some do. But a lot of them are open to it, especially endocrinologists, because, you know, we kind of get into this stuff. But you know, you have to understand the risk benefits. Not all supplements are being studied as much as pharmaceuticals. Again, money,
we won't
get into political debates, but,
right.
But when there is evidence for something, you should be able to weigh the evidence against potential adverse effects and make a decision, because some people might not tolerate the first line drugs. They might just want something different, and you need to be able to help people out. And that's why we thought that was a good way to go, because it did have evidence and it has good safety.
And it does work. A lot of people talk about how well berberine works. And so you take it about 10 to 15 minutes before a meal,
mm-hmm.
and what it basically does is it lowers the postprandial blood sugar levels, right?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
And which in theory, even if you're not struggling with insulin resistance, if you're trying to get leaner, we know mm-hmm. that keeping insulin levels low is a way to get leaner, because you get less fat creation. So this could be used even by somebody who's just looking to lean out.
That's right. I'm not going to lie. I actually take it once in a while when one of my meals is not leaner living approved,
right.
if you will.
Right. Like when you go out and you have a good friend, he's Italian, and he makes a bowl of pasta, you don't want to say, no, I don't want to have any of that.
You are hitting it on the head.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can see using it for that purpose.
That's right.
Now, we're running close on time here. There are other products on the website at leanerliving.com.
Mm-hmm.
I am now using Glycosolve. I'll tell you what else I love. I love the lean latte.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that's
coffee
big,
in the morning.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's putting whey protein powder in there. This is an MRP that has coffee in it.
Yep.
Very cool.
Absolutely. High fiber, you know, low carb, real coffee. It's a popular one, and, I like it myself.
And one last thing, magnesium is all the rage now as well.
Mm-hmm.
What is Jigsaw magnesium with SRT?
Well, it's formulated pretty well that we liked. You know, I tend to eat a lot of foods that have magnesium,
mm-hmm.
So this is not one I personally take, but a lot of people don't, especially when they're dieting.
Dieting, right.
And there's a lot of GI side effects with a lot of the different formulations. This one has been shown to have less of that and good absorption. So we thought this would be a beneficial one, and there's a lot of issues with magnesium, you know, insufficiency, I would say. Same
mm-hmm.
kind of epidemiologic studies have shown issues with diabetes. We just went over one in our endocrine academics last week.
Right.
A big study. I think it was in Diabetes Care Journal. So we thought that would be a pretty reasonable one, too, to make available for people.
And magnesium plays a big role in the onset of insulin resistance. Some of the early research on the Pima Indians was the first shot across the bow, if you will, that by getting magnesium levels back up again, you can actually reverse insulin resistance.
That's right.
So magnesium plays a large role in the leaner living goals as well, I would say. We're coming to the end of the interview. I want to tell the audience, as I always do, that if you like the show, patronize the sponsors. They're great products at leanerliving.com. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you'll find a banner ad with a coupon code that'll save you 10% off anything there. There's other things we haven't spoken about, MRPs and so on. You should check it out. Dr. Nadalski, I want to thank you for making time to come on the show today.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and thanks for sponsoring the show, by the way. Okay.
Good talk.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Alexis Stranahan to talk about how exercise and surgical removal of body fat may actually improve cognition in obese individuals. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch-tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Okay. This is the kind of discussion that I like. I'm being joined by Dr. Alexis Stranahan. She is from the Medical College of Georgia in the Department of Physiology. How are you doing, Dr. Stranahan?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So, your group just published a study And while it's called obesity elicits interleukin-1-mediated deficit in hippocampal synaptic plasticity, I guess the layman's term would be that obesity seems to lead to some changes in the brain that are not the best. Is that right?
Yes. It's been recognized for quite some time that obesity and type 2 diabetes can predispose individuals to age-related cognitive decline. This has been shown in humans since the late 90s, but we're still understanding exactly how this happens and what regions of the brains are affected by obesity and diabetes.
So the hippocampus is tasked with memory, is that correct?
It's tasked with the acquisition and retrieval of stored memories. So if you don't have a hippocampus, you basically have amnesia.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay, so your group looked at interleukin-1 because that is one of the benchmarks of inflammation, right?
Yes, it's a pro-inflammatory cytokine that's released by a variety of immune cells, but not only the immune cells that reside in the fat, but all bone marrow-derived immune cells, as well as microglia, which are the immune cells of the brain. So people have thought for a very long time that the brain was somehow separated from the circulating immune system, and that's actually not entirely true because the barrier that separates the brain from the circulation actually breaks down across a variety of conditions, including obesity.
Really? Now the blood-brain barrier that you're talking about, which has been invoked in numerous discussions on the show over the years. So you're saying that the efficiency or the ability for the blood-brain barrier to act as a firewall to protect the brain becomes less efficient in an obesogenic state. What causes that? Is it the same inflammatory markers that are then attacking the brain once they get through?
Well, it's really uncertain what causes blood-brain barrier leakiness in obesity, but it's very well recognized that certain sticky proteins that make up the barrier, such as Claudin-5 and occludin, are reduced in obesity and insulin resistance specifically. And I think that one of the things that's getting across are these peripherally derived immune cells that get into the brain, start producing pro-inflammatory cytokines, and then activate the resident microglia to constrain synaptic plasticity and impair cognition.
Isn't that amazing? So once they're in there, they go, hey, join us and do this like we're doing it. Okay, so then the question is, well, if this is what's happening, then what can be done about it? And that's what your group really kind of looked at, right? So you looked at exercise and also the surgical removal of fat, correct?
That is correct. So we started out looking at exercise, and we were using involuntary exercise because these genetically diabetic and obese mice, they don't voluntarily exercise very much.
Go figure.
I know that because previously I had done some running wheel studies.
They're just like humans in that area, huh?
Yeah. If you give them a running wheel, they don't run hardly at all, and it gets worse as they get heavier. So we put them on a treadmill, and we motivate them to run because if they fall to the back of the belt, they get a little jet of compressed air.
Very nice.
And they don't like that, so they run forward. And we did this for 45 minutes every evening because mice are nocturnal, between the hours of 6 and 10 p.m. for 3 months. It really puts a cramp on your social life, let me tell
you.
Yeah,
I bet. And so did they lose body fat?
They did. They lost body fat. Their fat became less inflamed, and their brains became less inflamed. They also got better on various cognitive tasks, and they're very simple cognitive tasks that mice can do, but they did show a significant improvement, along with improvements in the density of synapses in the hippocampus, this particular region of the brain that's important for memory.
So this indicates neuroplasticity and neuronal sprouting. So in other words, the brain was restored to a place where it could start to grow again or improve, let's say.
Yeah, this is very true. There are small protrusions that come out from neuronal dendrites that are called dendritic spines, and they are really dynamic. They move around quite a bit. They change their morphology, and the density of spines is reduced in DBDB mice that are sedentary, but when you exercise them for 3 months, the density of spines recovers, suggesting that this is reversible even in a fairly extreme model of genetic obesity.
I know this wasn't probably, and I did glean the study, so I apologize if I'm not, if I ask you a question and it was in there. But did you look at thymosin beta 4 by any chance?
No. Would this be a cytoskeletal marker?
Well, the only reason I say that is because I just read a study a few weeks ago that showed that, my neuroplasticity isn't working right now. The that thymosin beta 4 influences, I want to say, neuronal motility. That some mechanism that causes nerves to find how and where to grow further in. And I wonder if thymosin beta 4 is reduced in a pro-inflammatory environment, and then once it was restored, because thymosin beta 4 is implicated in being a very, very important mechanism in tissue healing. And it influences BDNF and vascular endothelial growth factors and fibroblast growth factors and so on. It's kind of like the job foreman. Once it shows up, it starts telling everything what to do.
Well, and that's interesting, because these mice also have reduced expression of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, as you had mentioned.
Yeah.
And I think really that is kind of a point of convergence for multiple signals that leads to loss of function in obesity, as well as in other conditions such as age-related cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease.
How dramatic of weight loss did the little guys and gals have to undergo? Well, they're all guys now, we know, thanks to 60 Minutes. How much weight loss did they have to undergo before they started to see these positive changes in the brain?
Really, it was fairly minimal. They lost only about 10% of body weight, and they were still significantly heavier than a normal mouse. But in terms of body fat, the proportionate weight of their visceral fat, the perigonadal fat, was significantly reduced following exercise. So that was the specific area of fat that we targeted in our surgical lipectomy experiments.
Now, I want to talk about that. That's why I want to take this commercial break 1 minute early, because I want to come back and talk about the surgical procedure to remove body fat. This is really an exciting discussion, folks, and I tell you why. Because there is also an ancestral or evolutionary component, I believe, at work here that we need to pay attention to as we go further into this. We're talking right now with Dr. Alexis Stranahan. We're talking about how losing weight can improve your brain's functionality and cognitive ability. And this is a very, very important discussion in today's society. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Alexis Stranahan. We're talking about how obesity influences the neuroplasticity or the ability for your brain to sprout neurons that it probably needs to store memories and access memories, and how losing weight can actually have a benefit, losing body fat, I should say. So when you did the surgical lapectomy on these little guys, which is surgically removing, which is really kind of akin to liposuction, wouldn't you say?
It's very akin to liposuction. The only reason we call it lipectomy is because we're cutting it out instead of suctioning it out.
Right.
And we're not suctioning out all of the fat. There's subcutaneous fat that's actually thought to be metabolically protective, and it's probably also cognitively protective. So we left that alone. We went for the visceral fat, which in mice tends to be concentrated around the gonads. So we just removed that epigonadal fat pad, and we did it on both sides, and then rapidly transplanted the fat we removed from our genetically diabetic and obese mice into a normal mouse.
Huh. And so what did you find?
When we take out the fat from a genetically diabetic and obese mouse, their cognitive and synaptic deficits were reversed. And likewise, when we transplant that same fat into a normal wild-type mouse, he starts to exhibit these cognitive and synaptic changes and also exhibits neuroinflammation. And we think the two processes are tightly linked.
That's really amazing. I mean, that really is a crossover if I ever saw one. And so... Now, but we're not as, I want to be careful about something. I generally, as a rule, try not to espouse, liposuction or surgically removing body fat, because one of the things that we've learned more recently that is not discussed within the, plastic surgery community is that when you, the body is so smart. You know, we just keep trying to think that we're smarter than our body, but it's not. And, the body is so smart that when you suck fat out, let's say from your hips and your buttocks because you want to look good on the beach, the body goes, wow, that sucks. You know what we're going to do? Let's put it someplace where you can't get it. And then they put it in the viscera and it ends up crowding your organs. So we know that people who go for liposuction, the body balances out by producing new fat, but just where you can't get to it anymore, around your kidneys, your liver, your heart, and so on.
That's very true, and it also occurs in mice. It's known as compensation. When you take out a fat from an obese and diabetic mouse, after about 14 weeks, the other fat deposits start to expand to compensate for that loss of fat. Likewise, when you transplant fat into a lean mouse, his resident fat will start to shrink again after about 12 to 14 weeks. So we timed our experiments to look before this compensation has begun to occur. We didn't look further out at the time point when the compensation would have occurred, but I would anticipate that the cognitive and synaptic changes would dissipate at that point.
Right. Right. So really the message of this should be exercise and not surgical procedures to remove fat, but this is a great way to see if that was really the results, because by surgically removing it, if you have the same results as losing it through exercise, then we can say, yeah, this is actually occurring because of the body fat's presence there and its inflammatory contribution, if you will.
It's really quite surprising as to why inflammation occurs in fat in obesity. You know, you don't traditionally associate obesity with the death of fat cells, but what happens is as the adipocytes expand, some of them actually start to die because they're being crowded out, and those dying adipocytes attract macrophages, which then begin to produce the pro-inflammatory cytokines and initiate this cascade. So this is all being caused not by the expansion of the fat cells, but by the death of certain fat cells, which initiates the macrophage infiltration and the pro-inflammatory cytokine production.
That takes us to a whole new level now, because I didn't understand. I just assumed that fat cells produced inflammation, inflammatory agents by just sheerly by their presence. But what you're saying is once they get to the point where they are overcrowded, then they start. And that makes sense. The body's going, look, we don't have room. Some of you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an apoptotic party at that point in time, I would imagine.
Yes, you also get invasion of fat into tissues where it doesn't belong, like the thymus and the spleen, and even into the bone. And once fat starts invading these other tissues, the body responds to it as if it's a pathogen and starts and really, it really creates this positive feedback loop whereby invasion of fat into other tissues promotes inflammation, and adipocyte death in the place where the fat should be further promotes inflammation. So what you wind up with is this chronic low-grade inflammation that can predispose individuals not only to diseases traditionally associated with immune activation, but also to cognitive decline.
And see, and this is a big issue right now, because dementia and Alzheimer's disease are on a rampantly high uprise in our society today and abroad too in other countries. And, we've already talked about the linkage between obesity and arthritis, because it's not about the mechanical loading of the skeleton. It's about the inflammation, the inflammatory environment attacking, joints and so on and so forth. So in other words, the bottom line is this: if you're overweight or obese, your body is an inflammatory factory, and it's attacking everything in your body, and your brain isn't being protected any more than your bones.
This is very true. And it's not going to take a really huge weight loss to reverse these changes. Even a 10% loss of body weight, maybe a 10-15% loss of body fat, I mean, that's going to really have an impact on your predisposition for a variety of diseases, both metabolic and cognitive in nature.
Very interesting. So do you have more studies that will be extrapolated out from this work that should be coming forth, or are you going to move on to something else to go further into this discussion?
Well, I've always been interested in the relationship between metabolic change and cognition and the synaptic mechanisms thereof. So I'm probably going to keep on studying that, but I'm trying to move away from the genetic model and into a diet-induced model of obesity and diabetes, because most people don't get obesity because they have a single gene mutation. They get obesity because they have a variety of gene polymorphisms in combination with an environment surrounded by high-calorie foods and sedentary lifestyle. And that's what I'm trying to recapitulate in mouse models, to look and see if some of these mechanisms are also present in that context as well.
You know what's really funny? I, for a long time, I tried to find an analogy to convey to people who are just stuck in the, you're a hostage to your genetics mode, to try to explain to them that you are not a hostage to your genetics. You're a hostage to your epigenetic lifestyle influences. And so the other night I was laying in bed and I was thinking, if you have a person who's 7 feet tall and you have a person who's 5 foot tall and they're both traveling on the back of a truck under an underpass, and the guy who's taller gets his head knocked off, one could say it's because of his genetics, but it's not. It's because he was on a truck. and the truck is the lifestyle, you know? And so the reality is that We are spending so much time trying to unlock all of these genetic secrets when we can, we'd be better spending our time looking at our lifestyle and saying we are mismatched for this, we are mismatched for that, instead of trying to trick the body into accepting a lifestyle that it doesn't want.
This is very true. I look at it this way. Your genes are your blueprint. What you make from that blueprint is up to you. You can choose to, you know, recapitulate the entire extent of the blueprint. You can choose to recapitulate only part of it. You know, you've got this design in your genome, but you have the choice as to what portions of your genetic profile you actually express.
Yeah.
And that's by the epigenetic component. It's also by the post-transcriptional and post-translational modification of whatever gene products are indeed expressed. So there are multiple levels of regulation, and genes are definitely not destiny.
I want to end the interview by one small discussion here that you and I had off the air, and that is, you know, I'm reading a fantastic book. I've talked about it on the air before by Daniel Lieberman called The History of the Human Body, which looks at our evolution from our last common ancestor all the way through hominins, through Australopiths, and all the various Homo variants out there up to now Homo sapiens. And one of the things that has happened consistently is that our search for nutrient-dense food, readily available, more convenient sources of it, has driven, which drives all species, by the way, has driven our evolution, and part of the evolution is that our guts got smaller and our brains got bigger. By the way, brains didn't get bigger so that we could figure out processes better. That's just a byproduct. The bigger brain equals greater social cooperation. We cooperate with each other, which is one of the other things that separates us from lots of other species. But with that being said, for the first time in 4.6 million years, whatever you want to say, our guts are getting bigger and our brains are getting smaller. And this proves my whole rant last week and the week before that this is the first time that we are devolving. We are not getting better. We are not getting more refined. We're not getting better at dealing with our environment. We are devolving. The fact that obesity leads to the lack of neuroplasticity, which is going to be smaller brains in the simplest terms, is yet further evidence that we are devolving.
I wouldn't call it devolving. I would say diverging from the path that we've taken over the course of human evolution. Because just as the hippocampus may be losing synapses in the context of obesity, there are regions of the hypothalamus and the amygdala that might be gaining synapses in this context. So we're favoring one part of the brain over another, and whether that's adaptive or maladaptive really remains to be seen.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I have to believe that the path that we're on is not the right path. I have to believe that we have to get back on the right path again. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show. What would you like both clinicians and lay people to take away from this research?
I would think that perhaps we should be designing treatments to take into account an individual's metabolic profile and perhaps their lifestyle in addition to their genetic background. I think in the future with low-cost human genome sequencing, it may be possible to really tailor therapeutic strategies for people who can't exercise based on frailty or obesity or what have you, and say, okay, you are a person with a family history of dementia, and you have diabetes and obesity. Let's treat you differently than a person with a family history of dementia who is of normal weight and doesn't have these metabolic pathologies.
Great point.
I think treatment strategies could be targeted to people on the basis of their metabolic and endocrine profile.
That's fantastic, because that's something that physicians could start doing right now. If you have a person who has dementia or cognitive disabilities and they are severely overweight, instead of just treating their brain, you need to start looking at getting them leaner at the same time, because then what you have is a push-pull, right? So the drugs could preserve the brain while and rescue it, while the loss of body weight will actually kind of reverse the problem.
Yes, treat the whole individual.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Shanahan, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Another great show today. I want to thank Andy Baker for coming on. The book again, is Practical Programming for Strength Training, edition, the third edition he co-authored with Mark Ripito. Go to Amazon.com. Of course, Dr. Carl Nadolski from LeanerLiving.com. They are a sponsor of the show. Check out their products and use the coupon code SHR to save 10% off anything that they have at the website. And then thank you to Dr. Alexis Stranahan, a fantastic discussion about how obesity affects cognitive impairment. And we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
There's something comforting about knowing